brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Wing-Wing Wong is scheduled to be joining us. We first interviewed her a couple months ago when she confronted there in the Rose Garden of the White House, Lord Bush, and, of course, the Chinese dictator. They had her grabbed, arrested, were charging her with the terrorism charge under the Patriot Act of intimidating a foreign official. They were forced to drop it, but she basically got a no contest. If she promises not to protest or stand up to any mass murderers any time soon, then they won't prosecute her. But that is basically the government capitulating and admitting they have no case. See, they'd like to arrest us and throw away the key for 5 years for protesting, but they're not getting away with it quite yet, though they're trying. So as soon as we get Dr. Wing-Wing Wong, who's a transplant doctor herself, exposing how they murder political dissidents and sell their organs, we will get her up. Do we have her yet? I know she's in transit trying to get to a regular phone. She's on cell right now. Do you have her, John? We have Dr. Wing-Wing Wong. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you for your invitation.
You bet. They charged you under something that was very serious. You could have spent a lot of time in prison and a huge fine. Tell us the agreement that you've reached. I've got the Epoch Times, which I see on the street in L.A. and Toronto. Wherever I go, I see this. Pretty big paper you guys put out. Charges against Dr. Wing-Wang dropped is the headline. Tell us about it.
Yes. Just in April 20th, when I was in the White House, and I was told actually, and then there's no question and answer section, but like you know, the Epoch Times has been a very good the reporting regarding the human rights situation in China and all the news related with China and Asian. And so the beginning of this year, we actually had a big story reported that says organ harvest from live people. I've been with Epoch Times for 6 years. Especially, I'm responsible for health-related issues because I myself, as a physician, I graduated from University of Chicago with neuroscience and the pharmacology, the physiology program with PhD. Then I moved on to the UCSD in San Diego, beginning my residency physician training for pathology, surgical pathology and cytology. I finished up with last year with the Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. And so when I report this news, I was just talking to my colleague and so many people. We cannot imagine why the such crime being continued for years.
And then we act like the leader of the country is a good guy. No one should even be meeting with him. He's a filthy criminal.
Right, and I was just so shocked. There's a silence in the international community, and
silence when you know the truth is consent.
Right. So I just figured that because at that time, that in the March, we know, and because we exposed what happened in China, then China very scareful and fearful. They come out to deny, of course, everything. Like they deny everything happened in Tiananmen Square massacre in 89, July 4th and 89. I'm not surprised. But we know from third witnesses say that story we broke up is only at tip of an iceberg because they told our most shocking story and about there's a 60 36 labor camp present in China, all related with this organ removal and harvest stories. And then we...
36 hell centers, 36 ghoul centers.
And those centers, they have a practitioner Falun Gong there, and they have their data bank of the tissue matching.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Humans warehoused with data banks, political dissidents waiting until a buyer who has the same tissue match, not just blood type, is needed. Then they are taken, kept alive while the organs are harvested. Then they are exsanguinated, their blood is sucked out, and they are killed. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Wang Wenyi Wong joins us. Dr. Wang Wenyi Wong, of course, is a doctor, medical doctor, transplantee doctor, amongst many other specialties. And she learned of how they have 36 camps from eyewitnesses, and the Chinese government even advertises they have, quote, the blood type you need whenever you need it, even the, not just the blood type, the specific tissue type, which I'm told is even more advanced and specific, so there's not as much organ rejection. And then when you're willing to pay your couple hundred thousand dollars for a heart or a liver or $80,000 for a kidney, you just fly into China. And they even, in the Chinese translation, and some of these medical firms that advertise and do this for the government, that they are, quote, fresh organs. And that's all Washington Post, Associated Press, New York Times. The Wall Street Journal's done some good reports on it. It's all admitted. But then when Dr. Wang Yi Wong got up there and said, you know, you're going to be stopped, you're going to be exposed, your days of doing this are numbered, you know, we're going to stop you, we're going to expose you, they tried to spin that into terrorism. Imagine the terrorist, Dr. Lady, has the courage to stand up with press passes at a press conference and tell President Bush and Chinese President that we're not going to put up with this. How she's bad! 36 camps with humans like sides of beef, kept alive in total torture with medical facilities right there in the building. And then when their number's up, just like something out of The Island, that science fiction movie that just came out, they go select you. They put you under, but I'm told they don't even put you under that deep because that might, we put the drug into the organs and we can't have that with our transplantee. and they keep you alive as they take the key organs, then they kill you. I'd like it from the doctor to get exactly how they do this. So she spoke out against it, and now the charges against Dr. Wang Yi Wang have been dropped. She's the one who protested during a welcome ceremony at the White House with Chinese leader Hu Jintao, if I pronounced that right, on April 20th, reached an agreement with prosecutors in which all charges will be dropped against her. She said on Wednesday, under the deal, charges against Wang will be postponed until April 2007 if she does not commit any crimes during that time period, including confronting foreign officials. The charges will then be dropped. Now, I don't like this agreement, though, okay? It should be dropped, period. They're setting this precedent. If you don't speak up and talk to and confront foreign officials, because that's a crime, see? They're saying if you don't commit any more crimes of free speech, of talking to, of yelling at murderers and telling them that we know they're murderers, she even gets to say something that hardcore, that she won't be charged. If this was me, I'd say, throw the book at me, scum. We're going to make a big example out of this. I'm not agreeing to nothing. It's like, don't yell at John Wayne Gacy or Ted Bundy or Jeffrey Dahmer. Be nice to them. Dr. Wenyi Wang, thank you again for joining us. Doctor, I want to get into your agreement, what happened that day, what they did when they grabbed you. And they tried to do it with Cindy Sheehan, too, folks, wearing a T-shirt in the Congress, in the Capitol. And this is happening more and more, but I want to go back specifically to these 36 torture centers, these hell pits, these human cattle rendering facilities. Tell us about what we know, and then tell us how they kill these people.
And what we know is that the first two witnesses came to our newspaper, talked to us, including me, and told us this story like this. There's a thousand and thousand practitioners of Falun Gong. They practicing meditation exercise, you know, it's similar to Tai Chi.
What is it? It's like 100. It's like 100 million in China, right?
100 million people practicing, and in
yeah.
the last 15 years, and it is a free charge, and so people just try to use this exercise to self improve their well being, physically and mentally, which is good for humankind. But
it's very simple. It's very similar to Tai Chi, right?
Similar to Tai Chi because it's very slow, actually, very slow, elegant motion of exercise. When you do that, it's very gentle, actually, so that in China, people from the age of 3 or 4 to 95 years age, they all can practice. It's so simple and easy to learn. So that's why in China, in 7 years, about 100 million people got involved with the practice. Then, but you have to remember, China now is ruled by communists, but the Communist Party. They are ruling party and dictatorship. They
murdering scum, yes.
Yeah, and especially that when they see the people being empowered by the practice, being happy with themselves, being independent from ideology or communism, then they feel worried. Then they see this popularity as a potential threat to them because when people being empowered, they feel, well, if they have a confidence in themselves, then they won't listen to Communist Party ideology anymore. So that's why in 1999, they came out and say, oh, you guys are illegal practice. They didn't give any reason why the people doing this are illegal.
For those that don't know, you're a nonviolent group.
Right, and actually peace-loving and the innocent and the nonviolent group, but they just feel a threat. Like any spiritual group, like Tibetan people, they have a different culture of value. Or Christians, they have a different belief. Or Catholic, they have their own belief. Then the communists always feel threatened. So this time, they told this practitioner Falun Gong, stop. But people, once they get reach the certain status of, oh, I feel better when I'm practicing, I feel I need to continue. So people went to the
it's very similar to some Tibetan long life exercises. It's a lot of different Asian cultures been doing
right.
this for thousands of years. It's really a stretching exercise.
Right, very stretching. When you see it, you love it. You will do it. Very curious why this is a threat to the Communist Party. You just cannot imagine how they reach that conclusion. But this happened. And the only thing, the problem with China is that Chinese Communist Party have a mentality when they say something, you got to listen. If you don't, then you will be punished. So when practitioner Falun Gong went to the central government to tell them, you guys made a wrong decision, we feel better with this practice, we want to stay with this practice, then they feel so outrageous that they feel your guys challenged their authority. The communism always considered the control of the controlling of people's mind and brainwash people. That's violent, and sometimes using a violence to against their own citizens. That's the way they can maintain their power. Now they see those people have a tendency don't listen to Communist Party. Then they said this got to be stopped. Anyone continue, we put them in jail.
So if your number had reached 100 million, what is it now after all the persecution?
After the persecution, actually, international community, more people get know about the practice. There's a lot of more practitioners. But inside, quite many, many millions of people got arrested. And so far, we know there's quite thousands of them in different labor camps. One of the camps in my hometown province is in Jilin province, northeast China. We know it's jailed about 120,000 people. Most of them are Falun Gong practitioners.
Is that from one province?
And that's from one province.
120,000 from one province.
Right, in the Jilin province, very close to Jiu Tai County. So we know now so far at least the 36 labor camps, they jailed a large number of practitioners of Falun Gong. Many number of them have been through the torture.
How many people, let's say, in the last year from your intel have been killed at these extermination camps?
And the according to this Peter and Annie, the witnesses who told us the story, in one facility, they report at least 4,000 people actually killed and by the organ harvesting.
Did you say 4,000?
4,000. And they basically using the minimum of the anesthesia, then gave the some of the medication which can slow down the heart. And you have a circulation, you're still alive. And those people alive, they took the organ because in this way they can keep the freshness of the organs. Then they sailed to international transplantation market. Like I said, the website that they have advertising and they for $62,000 for kidney.
That's right. They have the International Transplantation Center where they advertise the fresh organs.
Yes, it's $62,000 for kidney, U.S. dollar, to $160,000 for heart. Then, in this country, myself is a physician, we know you need weight because you need a blood type to be matched, and you need a tissue type.
That's what people have to wait and a lot of times die, but not if you buy it from China. They've got what you need immediately.
No, you never can get it immediately in this country. You wait for years sometimes. But in China, this website advertising, we guarantee that we can give you organ within 2 weeks. Maximum would be 4 weeks. What that means, this is really a lot.
That means they've got national DNA databases. Even if they don't have who they need, they can just check the records and find someone, and then they can be arrested on charges.
That's true, and that's what really what concerned me.
That's why we need a national DNA database here, folks. If David Rockefeller needs something, you've got a weird blood type, bye-bye, bye-bye, because the Homeland Security needs it.
So, in fact, this is something going on for the last 6 years, and we just found out from the witnesses this year, March. So when we made a phone call, and immediately after we exposed this in international media by our paper, and China, they transferred the evidence very quickly. And we know the security business, which is a veteran doctor in military hospital. They told us many military hospitals got involved with this business. And that means the military also doing the same thing.
So the Chinese military is doing it, too.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back. Final segment with our guest. Just spend 10 more minutes with us, ma'am. We'll be right back on the other side. Continue. Then I'm going to shift gears in the last 30 minutes to your calls and a bunch of other news. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It's the GCN Radio Network, defending liberty, resisting tyranny. JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.TV.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Wang Lingyi Wong is our guest. Final segment with her. Doctor, shifting gears, are you ever worried about the Chinese government trying to do something to you here domestically in the United States because you've been such a thorn in your side, and have other Falun Gong practitioners gotten in trouble around the world because of Chinese government pressure? I know their government was pressuring the U.S. government to throw the book at you, and they were throwing the book at you. Can you comment on that?
And I think the United States is a great country, and they've been with the principle of the freedoms of speech and the assembly and the belief, but something, when they in last few years, China and tried to do a business with many countries, with including United States. Personally, I think the for the Western society with the advocating the democracy principles, we have to be clear what kind of the nature of the communist regime. If they just are doing commit such a crime against the humanity, we cannot doing business as euro without saying anything or staying silent.
Our government and the UN and others agree with them. They give China awards for what they're doing. Has the pressure you and others put on them, has that caused them to back off, or are they trying to be more secretive now?
I couldn't hear your question. Can you repeat?
Are they trying to cover up their death camps now? Are they trying to cover things up?
Yes, yes, of course. And actually, when we request the United States government to have an investigation and to China, and that they gave the guided tour to the American official, then all the like I said, the concentration camp, which incarcerated 4,000 people there and killed the people there, and they transferred all the evidence. One U.S. Official there, and they couldn't find any evidence under the tour, guided tour. Then we told the U.S. official, we need to ask Chinese government to open up all the labor camp and detention center to have those location being investigated by international impartial investigation team, because we know China, the Chinese Communist Party, so good about covering up everything.
Here's an analogy. Here's an example. We know that if Iran had 36 death camps that had harvested 4,000 organs in the last year alone, were running ads about how they were fresh and good, that there'd be a military invasion of Iran to stop it. There'd be demands to investigate, but not when it's China.
And I think at least we international committee need to demand such an investigation team, because if we don't say anything, they just in the dark place, they continue. That's no question. In fact, in last 2 weeks, when we made a phone call to China, they still said, oh, we have a fresh organ available as long as you can come very soon. Because
yeah, we know it's ongoing, and our elite is all for it. They're a bunch of sickos. They call us human cattle, human resources. The terms are used publicly. Two final questions for you, Doctor, and we appreciate you checking in with us today, and we're glad that you aren't going to prison. But at the same time, they say here in the news articles that I've seen on this, both in your paper and in mainstream papers, that you've done a further adjudication or no contest. You, quote, agree to not, quote, commit the crime of confronting foreign leaders again. Confronting foreign leaders on their crimes is not a crime. So our government's
yes.
Openly saying this is a crime. Why did you agree to this?
I talked because they put the charge on me. I really told the last time in the 14th and 31st of the May, I told them I'd like to move on trial. But the U.S. side attorney didn't want that, and they want to see the case dismissed. But in the same time, I demand that this case, if they want to meet,
I agree. So basically, you're agreeing here that you
see no condition, but they not agree to remove the condition like a year.
You've done enough. I'm not saying you're bad, but you could have just said no. I mean, you don't have to agree with the U.S. attorney.
Then I figured, because I have so many media things I need to do.
I know. You can do more good by being outside of court to just end it.
Right.
I understand.
And also, that means I don't give a commitment. I want to do it again. Because
I know,
if they continue such a crime, definitely I will speak out the same thing.
So hold on, Doctor. Doctor, you're saying if you get a chance to confront the Chinese president, you'll do it again?
Of course. If they continue such a crime.
Well, good job. Tell us about a website where we can learn more about the organ harvesting.
Yes, and the faluninfo.net, FALUN.info.net.
All right, we'll get links to it up on the website, Doctor. Thank you for spending time with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for the invitation.
God bless you. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
All right, I've got this piece put together from John Stewart with one little racy part. Did you fully excise that, John? Okay, great. John Stewart talking about the bust. They've got the FBI guy up there, the local director, and they've got Alberto Gonzalez. I mean, it's just such a joke. So I wanted to, before we went to calls, talk about fake terror alerts, fake and provocateur patsies they bust to give the illusion that there's this big terror threat, an army, a ground war. We're under great threat. And I got up Thursday morning at the hotel room in L.A., I guess about 6 o'clock in the morning out there, and I turn on the news, and I'm laying there in the bed trying to wake up, and I hear, coming up next, major terror cell busted in Florida, 20-plus people. Later, by that day, it was 17, and then 7, and then it went to break, and I got up, started making some coffee, and I thought, okay, it'll be young kids, teenagers, probably homeless people. There'll probably be some folks that are mentally retarded on welfare, because it's always the same. And they probably delivered them fertilizer, or they probably had FBI or informants leading the group. And how did I know that? I mean, I'm sitting there mumbling this to myself, going, oh, my gosh, hobbling around in the, you know, up there in the hotel room. Because I've been up to about 2 in the morning in preparations for the conference. And then, boom, CNN comes back on, and there's the press conferences and all of it. and they had no weapons, they had no nothing. A bunch of them are low-grade morons on welfare. Some of them, you know, had been runaways. The youngest was 16, the oldest 25, and they were, quote, Christian group. They were not Muslim. And the FBI came in, became the leaders of the group, bought them camo, bought them shoes, got them a little warehouse space, would give them $50,000 here, $10,000 there, told them to take video cameras and videotape the FBI building there in Florida, told them they'd get more money if they did it. These young kids are told they're Christian soldiers fighting the New World Order. They're doing all this stuff. They're going to, they need to take an allegiance to Al-Qaeda. They get one of them to do that. And they talk to the neighbors. I mean, these are literal complete morons. Same story in Canada. For a full year in Florida, full year in Canada, they had informants, they had agents in there trying to provocateur them, trying to get them to talk about violence, trying to get them to talk about it on videotape. And I made the point in my speech in California that, well, in one of my two speeches I gave one on Saturday, one on Sunday, that we're going to post this on the website for free. We're going to play it on the radio show tomorrow. I made the point that I could go out right now, forget $50,000, with a couple thousand dollars, I could go pick up with a van 10 homeless people. I could take them to a bar. I could get them totally drunk. This is basically the quick way to provocateur. But so the feds wouldn't bust me and claim I was planning some real terrorist attack, I'd have literature I gave them. I'd say, we are the brigade of, and I'd use some weird religious name, and we know that there's about to be a Martian invasion. And so I have built a flying saucer, and you guys get paid $500 a piece. If you agree to dress up in camouflage, let me videotape it. And really, this van is a flying saucer. We're going to fly to Mars, and we're going to battle the Martians, and I will give them all plastic little machine guns, the type you pull the trigger and sparks come out the front, the type I had when I was a kid and loved. I'm going to go buy some. I'm thinking about doing this. Then we'll all get in the van, and we'll all just, we'll get them all on video. We'll all imagine that we fly to Mars, and then I'm going to have them all sign waivers. It was basically a film project at the end of it, so I can air it and won't get sued. I mean, really, when I get time, I'm going to do this because I'm sick of this provocateuring. It took them a year, and the first payment was $50,000. Now we're learning there were all these other payments to basically go get a bunch of street kids and convince them to go along with this and do all this. And then even the FBI and others had to admit that they were no threat. It wasn't real. This was a total provocateur action, and I've dealt with this over and over again in my life. I mean, maybe one out of five that comes up to me saying they want to do violence or let's do something together isn't a Fed or some local, you know, DPS intelligence officer. But other cases, we've gotten their license numbers and run who they are and their DPS intelligence or their local APD intelligence. We've confronted them. Some of the anarchist leaders here locally, we've confirmed are on the cop payroll. And we ran into this up in Canada at the Bilderberg Group. And if I would have said, yeah, let's do something violent, folks, I would have been swarmed, arrested. The provocateurs got a local engineer, local electrical engineer, we had him on the show, to just vaguely talk about, you know, Building 7 and buildings coming down and the law of physics work. Those guys are evil. Those buildings would come down. They arrested them, took them in, interrogated them. I mean, these people were all around me. You understand, I live with this. I understand this, but I'm not a low-grade moron. I'm not that smart, but I'm, and I got to be, you know, really careful about this type of stuff. And there's all sorts of setups. I was, speaking of the devil, I was at the hotel, you know, and there at night, going to the bar, they got hamburgers and stuff. And there was also the National Porn Convention going on in downtown L.A. at the same time. So Janet Jameson was in the bar. This couldn't have been a weirder scene there in the bar restaurant of the hotel. And I go sit down, and these two young ladies come over, and they sit down. And I was wondering what it was, and people started snapping pictures. You know, it's all these type of setups I deal with, the type of stuff I live with day to day. So I've gotten pretty wise to all this. Anthony Hilder, of all people, noticed it, too, and told me I should get out of there. Then Rob drank something. One drink and had to go to the hospital. Yes, one of our people here, the office, had to go to the L.A. downtown hospital. Let me tell you, that was a lot of fun. So a lot of weird stuff going on, but I think they may have put something in his drink. But side issue, not those particular, but other people. So all this stuff's going on. All this stuff is happening. And so I deal with it. I deal with it a lot. There were a few people at the conference coming up who were just obviously cops. One of them was obviously a cop. The other one was obviously an informant. They have these little crooks that do this. Usually they have a rap sheet 100 yards long, and it's what they do. But they don't just bust you, normally Canada would have, right when you first shoot your mouth off. They get a boost in funding. Normally the informant or the agent is getting a small bit of funding for it, but as soon as it goes hot, or as soon as they have you saying something violent, they then get hazard pay, hazard duty. They get more officers assigned, so their pay grade gets bumped up while it's happening. And a lot of times when they're provocateuring, it's just to surveil you and to get money and to be able to lazily sit around listening to your phone conversations for the next 8 months. These people are the lazy scum of the earth. They really are. They wanted to stop terrorists. They should go surveil the Carlyle Group, but that'll never happen because the government uses the NSA to make sure that other agencies with good agents aren't able to do their job. And then if you're a colonel in defense intelligence and you're trying to stop 9/11, they just tell you to shut up, and next thing, start charging you for $65 in phone calls on your government cell phone to your wife. And the Supreme Court's ruled, no whistleblowing. You're not allowed to, and there's no more freedom. Oh, you can't protest. Oh, you can't whistleblow. Oh, we're going to start arresting reporters that leak classified info that shows government corruption because the government says it's classified. See, this is what we deal with. So here's this John Stewart piece that I just got to play where he talks about how dumb, he calls them basically dumbbells, and it's always the same MO. The two guys that bombed the World Trade Center the first time, both on welfare, registered with the city of New York as being mentally retarded, 75 and 76 IQs. What was it? One had 75, one had like 80. So one's a low-grade moron, the other's retarded. They cook the bomb, train the driver. They do it in a little mosque above a pizza place with 30-something members where the imam is blind, so he can't see all this happening, and he is a loudmouth imam shooting his mouth off about killing, the infidels. So it's a perfect setup for them. They find a mosque with a bunch of idiots in it, and they do the same thing. You can always find that. And they give them the bombs, and they tell the informant, the Egyptian security agent who'd worked with the CIA, well, you know the story. They tell him, we're just building a real bomb and giving him real detonators so we can get him for more time in prison. 3 days before he's built the bomb, he goes, listen, we got to bust them. They're in the warehouse. This is going to happen, the little rented warehouse space. We've got to go in against them. And they say, nope, we're pulling you off the case. We're not going to bust them. He freaks out, knows they're setting him up, which they do all the time. And so he goes and records over 10 hours of the FBI head in New York saying, we're going to let this go ahead. And then he releases it, and the New York Times reports on it. It's even in local TV and national TV, but never seen again after that. In fact, I have two of the newscasts I just found that I was given. We're going to isolate those the next few days. We've been behind and put those up on the site, those lost newscasts, ABC and CBS, talking about it. So it's the same thing. So, and it's scary, folks. I mean, they could easily deliver ammonium nitrate to my office. One of my employees walks out, and they go deliver for Alex Jones. They sign it. The minute your employee signs, five vans pull up. Men with MP5s jump out. They come, bounce on your head in the concrete, drag you off to prison. And sure, 3 months later it comes out you were totally innocent, just like it just did in London from a month ago. But by then it's the back of the paper, and Dumbbell America doesn't know it. All right, I said I'd take calls. We will jam in a whole raft of them here in a minute. But first off, here is John Stewart talking about this with some clips from the FBI and Alberto, Bush is above the law, Gonzalez. Here it is.
As been reported, seven men were arrested yesterday in Miami on charges of conspiring to support the al-Qaeda terrorist organization. These individuals wish to wage a quote, full ground war against the United States.
Seven guys?
I am not a general. I am not in any way affiliated with the military academy. But I believe if you are going to wage a full ground war against the United States, you need to field at least as many people as, say, a softball team.
This is supposed to be 9/11.
Nevertheless, how about that new terror-tracking FBI?
Unfortunately, because of the fine work of law enforcement, these men were unable to advance their deadly plot.
A dreadful potential catastrophe averted. And clearly, government wouldn't bother to hold a press conference if this were not a major step in the war on terror, right? All right, so good night, everybody. And, oh, I'm sorry, questions.
Did the man have any actual contact with any members of Al-Qaeda that you know of?
The answer to that is no.
Did you find any explosives, weapons?
And you raise a good point.
You do raise a good point, that point being that these deadly international terrorists had very slyly disguised themselves as a bunch of dipshits living in a warehouse. Very cunning, very sly. As for the plot.
Was there anything against the Sears Tower except this one apparent, just kind of a mention of the Sears Tower? Doesn't look like they have pictures or...
One of the individuals was familiar with the Sears Tower, had worked in Chicago and had been there, so was familiar with the tower. But it, in terms of the plans, it was more aspirational than operational.
No weapons, no actual contact with Al-Qaeda, but one of them had been to Chicago. By that standard, I believe this may be a terror cell. Oh, and one other thing about this Al-Qaeda sleeper cell, you should know.
We study and we train through the Bible.
What? Misinterpreting the Bible, that's our job. Wait a minute, these guys aren't even Muslims. In fact, I think even they're confused about what they are.
But there were connections to other members of this group in Chicago?
Yes, we have soldiers in Chicago.
Why do you call yourself soldiers? What's the, you know, if it's a peaceful group, why use the term soldier?
Because we study and we train through the Bible, not only physical, but mentally.
Did he really just say, not only physical, but also mental? So apparently studying the Bible is what makes a soldier. I guess like Sergeant Desmond Tutu or Lieutenant Colonel the Pope. Still, what's the harm? What's the harm in hyping a terror sting, even if it turns out to really be nothing at all? Who does it really hurt?
I'm scared because I work kitty corner from the Sears Tower, and I was working on that September 11th. I was just leaving work when that all happened, and I started feeling like things were okay. Now I'm scared again, and I don't know.
To which the government responded,
All right. Unbelievable. Bill in Baltimore, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
It's all a big joke.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
I said it's all a big joke.
Yes, it is a big joke.
Who owns that Sears Tower?
Larry Silverstein.
Sears doesn't own it, huh?
No, Larry Silverstein a year and a half ago bought the Sears Tower, the same guy that owned the World Trade Center complex.
Who cleaned up the mess after 9/11 at the Trade Center?
Controlled Demolition Incorporated, the same ones that, quote, cleaned up the mess at the Oklahoma City bombing.
They're based in Maryland. I should go out and peek around someday and see what they do, huh?
But they're very nice, good people, yes.
Don't they usually demolish buildings in, like, Las Vegas and stuff?
Yeah, they're the world premier organization company for that. They do an excellent job.
Do you think they're conditioning us to maybe be accepting of this stupid scenario if it happens again with the Sears Tower?
Yes, sir. I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Let me just tell you some of the good news of the conference. I get there, and the wait staff, the people at the bar, I'd say about 30% of people I talked to at the hotel were already fans and aware of what we do. I saw two LAPD cops that were in the building. I talked to them, knew what was going on, and agreed with me. I mean, imagine cops going, yes, we agree with you. There were some particular undercover LAPD cops there that were providing security for some of the VIPs and bodyguards, who also were police. That's the real bodyguards aren't shaved head muscle guys. They're guys in suits, ladies and gentlemen. They all enjoyed the conference and agreed and said that, oh, quote, we all know on the force. Yes, we all know. Yes, we're not stupid. We know the government did 9/11. So it was just cops everywhere saying that. It was, you know, knock, knock, maid service, Hispanic lady at the door. Oh, Alex Jones, hi. My son is a fan. Visit your website. You know, some 50-year-old Hispanic lady. On and on and on. So government, I mean, people in the airport. And I don't mean I'm walking past a crowd and somebody runs over. That happened too. I mean, I run into Chili's to get something to eat at the airport, and both people I sit down between, totally separate groups, are, oh, Alex Jones, instantly. I mean, and I use that as a yardstick of how much effect we're having. And I'm like, did you go to the conference? Oh, no, we're just fans. I mean, it's just everywhere. So, New World Order, you're in trouble. I mean, every cop I talked to was aware of what's going on. I mean, because they're not stupid, ladies and gentlemen. They're not stupid. We're not as stupid as you think we are. More calls straight ahead.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Take a few final calls here. You can watch the first 5 minutes of my new film, Terror Storm, for free at Infowars.com right now. You can order the DVD. I'm just getting it out as fast as possible. It does not have the extras on it yet. That'll be about a month. But if you want it now, it'll be a collector's edition. It even says American Scholar Symposium on the front of it. You know, when you open the DVD up on your television or computer, it's a special edition, a little bit longer than the actual edition we're going to put out. We've cut a few minutes out of it. I will sign every one of them. There's only about 450 of them. They will go quick, so if you want those, get them at InfoWars.com right now. Or see the whole film online at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, in high bandwidth, low bandwidth, you name it, and all my other films. And it's a great place to burn it to DVD or to CD to give to people. Help us get Terror Storm out to everyone right now. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Let's go ahead. Yes, the long wait is over. 10 months of hard work. Really, almost 11 months. Terror Storm is here. My best film yet. Wait till you see it. Let's go ahead and go to Gil in Texas. Gil, welcome.
I'm putting everyone in the government on notice. They're on notice that if they're monitoring my call or anything, the pit they're digging for me, I'm going to push them in it. I got a question for you, Alex. Two guests, Ed Asner. What do you think of him? And I have another one. I'm going to hold it to you. Tell me what you think
of
him.
Well, I appreciate it. I don't agree with a lot of his politics, but let me answer your question. But I appreciate his courage going public on 9/11.
Kinky Freeman, the independent running for governor of Texas. How about him?
I agree with a lot of his policies. He's certainly better than Rick Perry.
You probably have him as guest, either one of them.
That's a good idea. Let's get Kinky Freeman. Kevin, you heard that.
And Ed Asner.
What about him?
You're going to probably have him as a guest as well?
I've had him as a guest.
Oh, I'm sorry. And again, they're on notice if they're monitoring my calls. I'm going to push in the pit they're trying to dig for me and anyone else. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, AT&T makes you sign a waiver now when you got any business with them that you don't own your phone call, nothing. They're going to spy on you. They're telling you up front. At least they're being honest about what's been happening since 96. They're all doing it, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, you're on the air from Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Alex, how are you, sir? It's
good.
A great pleasure to talk to you. Just wanted to say that I think it's a real honor personally to be following up Fetzer and Dr. Wen Yu Wang. I'd originally wanted to speak with Dr. Fetzer and see what he thought of the way he was handled with respect to the Hannity and Combs affair. They threw him on there with Ollie North on and off week and off peak ratings week. They kind of set him up, and I think he handled it pretty well. I don't watch TV myself. I listen to radio, but it's getting even harder to come by information on radio, let alone entertainment. And I do, as I said, appreciate everything that you're doing. I'd like to get your thoughts about what they did with him.
Well, I mean, they tried to set him up. They tried to twist things, but it didn't work. Thanks for the call, Rob. Andy in Illinois, last caller. Welcome, Andy.
Hey, Alex. I just want to give you some encouragement. I handed out one of your films of Order of Death to a pastor. He showed it to his entire class, and he goes to people's houses, his friends' houses, you know, on a regular basis and shows the films. Also, I had another friend I loaned martial law to. He was not convinced, but last night he listened to George Norrie. There was a guest on 9/11. Now he's beginning to come around. The whole idea is, like you said, you sow seeds at first. You don't expect your friends to come around. Give it a year, eventually majority will wake up. I would say 90% of the people I've exposed this information to have woken up. And that's all I have to say. And God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. I mean, every cop I talked to at the conference, before it even started, oh, yeah, we all know, of course. Of course 19 guys didn't do it. Of course they blew the buildings up. Of course, I mean, because they... Oh, boy. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. More great guest information throughout the week for you. I'm so honored to be your host. I'm so honored and blessed to be on the air. I'm so blessed to work with all these great people and to have made this new film, Terror Storm, that I'm so proud of. A whole new level with the music, the graphics, the information. From 9/11 to other state-sponsored terror events, to the war in Iraq, to the police state. It covers it all, to mind control, to propaganda like no other film I've ever made. You need Terror Storm. Get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or call toll-free to get it. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. We shall prevail. God bless you all. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.